Sorry, I got cut off. There seems to be cutting me off after 10 minutes, and I need a little bit more time than that. So my apologies. Anyway, Berkner had the three-prong test. The lower courts had granted summary judgment to the defendant based on the second prong of Berkner, that is, this spatial, the proximity to the workplace, based on the fact that she had been off her work site and supposedly on a break. After looking at the facts at a very close factual examination, the Supreme Court in Utah overturned the granting of the motion, reversed the decision of the two lower courts that the summary judgment motion was appropriate, and said, well, there are a reasonable jury could decide in favor of the plaintiff. There are enough facts in dispute that the three prongs of the Berkner test could be decided in favor of the plaintiff. And that's our standard here for granting summary judgment. Are there enough facts that a reasonable jury could decide by preponderance of the evidence that the plaintiff should prevail? Then we talked about the case of Lewis the Mail Guy, and I gave you a hypothetical and asked whether the Berkner test and Christensen case would apply if to a motion of summary judgment made by New York Law School that they were not responsible for the damages caused by Lewis's mail truck when he stopped for coffee on the street. And we went through all of the different facts that might be relevant that make it closer to Berkner, closer to Christensen v. Swenson. This is exactly what you need to do when you're confronted with a hypothetical in this class or any other class. Identify the applicable law and then identify the relevant facts. Is this like the Berkner case? Is this like the Christensen case? The law is going to be the same, but what distinguishes it are the facts. Okay, so for the next class, we're going to start with the Rossler case and continue on with the last case on vicarious liability. Then we're going to go in and actually look at the development of negligence. So continue your reading from Rossler, and always stay ahead, of course, by 30 pages, and we'll never go beyond that.